May the sweet presence of Jesus be your confidence, heart dwellers. Well, the Lord is talking about the rapture. The Lord's Supper readings today from the Missal were about Christ the King. At some point, I'm not sure if it was Christ the King or which one it was, but it was all about the rapture. It was very, very clearly bringing up the rapture. Ezekiel and I have been feeling this strongly during this week, and he's been getting many signs and scriptures that the rapture is drawing near. And I have also, and certain people in the community have, one of our heart dwellers who has her own channel was going to order a easy chair or a recliner for her health, because her health is very, very poor and she's alone. She has a lot of pain. And the Lord told her not to order it because the rapture would be coming very soon. It would be a waste of money. So if that isn't a very clear word, I don't know what is. But we have been getting inklings that the rapture is drawing very close. And then I listened to Mike from around the world last night, and he said we're in a very, very precarious spot right now, and we've known that for a while. But the way he talked about new weapons that are coming out, new technologies that are coming out, and Russia having a command center in Damascus or near Damascus, that kind of thing is very ominous. Because remember, scripture says Israel will be surrounded by her enemies, which she is right now, as a matter of fact. But I want to get into the message and what he really wanted to talk about. The Lord said, you were very close, Claire. So many things have been determined and set in motion. It is safe to say very, very soon. Many things are just now beginning to emerge. Soon the PR will also begin. All of you have been prepared. Just remember that I am still sovereign and Lord over all your needs. That includes who and what and when things happen. All these things are predetermined or instantly amended by me. What I'm trying to say is that fear is useless. Trust is what is needed. Pretty pointed, pretty interesting, and I took it as referring to the rapture. It's from Daniel 7:13-14. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the ancient one and was presented before him, he received dominion, glory, and kingship. Nations and peoples of every language serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. That was one. Then the psalm, the Lord is king and he is robed in majesty. Your decrees are worthy of trust indeed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord. The length of days. The Lord is king. He is robed in majesty. Then, a reading from Revelation 1:5-8. Jesus Christ is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead and ruler of kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his own blood, who has made us a royal nation of priests in the service of his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. See, he comes amid the clouds. Every eye shall see him, even of those who pierced him. All the peoples of the earth shall lament him bitterly. So it is to be. Amen. The Lord God says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. So the Lord is very pointedly saying to be looking for the rapture, to be looking at him finally taking his kingdom. The Lord continued, "Now what must be done is the gathering in of the lost and those who will respond to my call. Things are going to be so severe in nature that love must be the motive for everything. When they realize the essence of the faith is love and acceptance, all the walls that have been erected by legalisms will fall and they will come to me. The world has had enough of punishment. They are so ready for the merciful Jesus and a God that can even sit on the floor and talk with them in the most dire situations. You have a great deal of legalism that must come down before certain older ones will come to me. Feed, clothe, share my love with the estranged, without condemnation or any hint of judgment. Get down on the same level with them so they do not feel unclean in your presence. These are the steps that must be taken during these times, and especially before feeding them. Once they recognize your sincerity and humility, their defenses will come down. Then I will be able to touch them with my truth. And also, I wanted to mention, guys, your job is not to convict them of sin. That's the Holy Spirit's job. The Holy Spirit is going to witness to them interiorly, and they'll have great sorrow over their sins. Then I will be able to touch them with my truth. Do not be in a hurry to arrive at this point. Preparing the groundwork is much more important and will draw more souls. When the groundwork is laid, they will automatically be drawn to you without fences, and the truth of the gospel will fall like rich seed into their hearts. Timing is critical. If you bring things up that may be contentious before you have laid the groundwork, they will withdraw. There are three issues that must precede your witnessing. Number one, they must feel safe and even loved in your presence. Camaraderie and common ground are so important. You mustn't ever come across as better educated or more qualified. That will be unavoidable if you do not study yourself to be extremely meek and humble from the heart. They must feel like your equals or even above you, not saddled with inferiority, rather feeling respected. Approaching with true respect for their own intellect and dignity will leave them disarmed, so they can even contemplate that they may have missed me many times before, which will make them feel shameful. They must hear the truth without compromise, but state it gently and tactfully so as not to ever give the impression of you being better than them or you making accusations at them. In summary, you must make them feel safe. My spirit will do all the rest. Protect them from pigeonholing. Make it clear that they are loved as the unique individuals they are, not as another notch on your evangelical gun. And for those who wish to disagree and argue, let go of them and let me bring them around." And that was all the Lord had to say about this. So obviously he wants us to get ready for a harvest, or he wouldn't be bringing these things up. God bless you, heart dwellers. Thank you for your love and support and your prayers. The community is thriving. Thanks be to God. And four or five people have already got the new ministries that they're moving into. And we're beginning to see that this place prepares them for what they must do. The Lord prepares them here on this mountain for what's coming. And then they go out into the world and work with other souls. So it's been quite beautiful how he's worked. I haven't had to do very much except sit and listen to him and type up the messages so that people would know what he's saying. And the rest of it is just a community of love and support around the people that come here. So they leave with a strong understanding that heart dwelling is about loving God in his heart and not about doctrine or other things. God bless you, dear ones. Until next time.